You start planning a Premier League trip, thinking the hard part is getting a seat. It isn't. The real challenge is knowing that the seat you've paid for will actually get you through the turnstile. That uncertainty is what catches most first-time travellers out. You find a ticket online, the price looks reasonable, everything seems straightforward, and then you realise the system behind Premier League tickets is far more controlled than it appears. Clubs like Manchester City and Liverpool FC don't operate open marketplaces. Most seats are locked away long before general sale, allocated to season ticket holders or members with purchase history. Even when tickets surface online, they're often tied to identity checks, membership accounts, or digital passes that won't transfer cleanly. Here's where things start to matter. If you're traveling from Ireland, you're not just buying a ticket. You're committing to flights, hotels, and time off. One weak link in that chain, a ticket that doesn't scan, a seller who disappears, and the entire trip collapses. This is why resale can feel deceptively easy. The platforms look polished, the listings look real, but many operate in a grey area. Duplicate tickets, invalid QR codes, or seats that don't match the fixture. These aren't rare edge cases. They're common enough to make experienced travellers cautious. So you start looking at safer routes. Buying direct from the club is the cleanest option, but it requires planning months ahead and usually a paid membership that still doesn't guarantee access. Hospitality packages remove that uncertainty, but you're paying a premium for extras you may not even want. This is where most Irish travellers pause and rethink the approach, because the real friction isn't just the ticket, it's everything around it. You need the right location for your hotel. Ideally within reasonable distance of the stadium. In Manchester, for example, getting to the Etihad on match day means dealing with packed trams, heavy foot traffic, and controlled entry points. You need to factor in walking time, queue times, and the fact that gates get busy well before kickoff. Then there's timing. Fixtures change. A Saturday 3 p.m. match can move to Sunday or even Friday night with a few weeks' notice. If your travel isn't flexible, you're suddenly trying to rework flights and accommodation around a fixed ticket. This is where having it organized properly starts to make a difference. With Celtic Horizon Tours, the focus isn't just on getting you a seat. We arrange officially sourced tickets. We include accommodation that makes sense for match day movement, and we plan around the realities most first-time travelers underestimate: timing, transport flow, and fixture changes. You still experience the trip your way, but the parts that carry risk are already handled, and that changes how the whole weekend feels. Instead of second guessing whether your ticket will work, you're thinking about arriving at the stadium early, taking in the atmosphere, understanding where your section is, and moving through the crowd with confidence rather than stress. Because the goal isn't just to attend a match, it's to enjoy it without that constant question in the back of your mind. If you're planning a Manchester City trip, this is something worth getting right from the start. When your ticket and stay are secured together, everything else becomes simpler. So if you want to do this properly, without the uncertainty, without the last minute panic, take a look at the Manchester City options with Celtic Horizon Tours. It's the difference between hoping it works and knowing it will.